Welcome to episode 76 of the Snowflake Snow Pro Course Certification In-Depth Training Podcast presented by Bright Flux. I'm your host, Yakub Abdul Hakim, a certified Snowflake user, and today we'll be diving deep into the world of user-defined functions, UDFs, in Snowflake. UDFs, or user-defined functions, allow Snowflake users to define their own functions to perform operations that are not available as built-in functions within Snowflake. These custom functions can be written in SQL or JavaScript and can be used to encapsulate complex logic, making it reusable and easier to manage. First, let's talk about SQL UDFs. SQL UDFs are functions that you write using Snowflake SQL. They can return a single value and can be deterministic or non-deterministic. A deterministic function returns the same result every time it's called with the same input values, while a non-deterministic function might return different results for the same input values. When creating a SQL UDF, you define the input parameters, the return type, and the body of the function, which contains the call statements that will be executed when the function is called. JavaScript UDFs, on the other hand, offer more flexibility. With JavaScript UDFs, you can write complex logic that might be difficult or impossible to achieve with SQL alone. You can handle multiple data types, perform complex calculations, and even access external APIs from within your UDF code. However, keep in mind that JavaScript UDFs generally have higher latency compared to SQL UDFs due to the overhead of invoking the JavaScript engine. When creating UDFs, security and efficiency are paramount. Always ensure your UDFs are performing operations in a secure manner, avoiding any potential injection vulnerabilities. Furthermore, bear in mind the performance impact that UDFs can have on your queries. Although UDFs provide a powerful way to extend the capabilities of Snowflake, they should be used judiciously to prevent any adverse effects on query performance. To create a UDF in Snowflake, you use the create function statement specifying the function name, parameters, return type, and the body of the function. It's also possible to create secure UDFs, which are functions that do not expose data to users without the appropriate privileges. This is particularly useful in scenarios where the function performs operations on sensitive data. One of the most powerful aspects of UDFs in Snowflake is their ability to be used in various contexts, such as select statements, where clauses, and even join conditions. This flexibility allows for extensive customization and optimization of data processing tasks within Snowflake. As you prepare for your SnowPro Core certification exam, remember to familiarize yourself with the syntax for creating SQL and JavaScript UDFs. Understand the differences between deterministic and non-deterministic functions, and recognize the importance of writing secure and efficient UDFs. That wraps up our deep dive into user-defined functions in Snowflake. I hope this episode has provided you with a comprehensive understanding of UDFs and how they can enhance your capabilities within Snowflake. Good luck on your certification exam, and until next time, keep analyzing and optimizing your data with Snowflake. This has been episode 76 of the Snowflake SnowPro Core Certification In-Depth Training Podcast. Thank you for joining me, Yakub Abdul Hakim from Bright Flux. Stay tuned for more in-depth knowledge on Snowflake in our upcoming episodes.